Don't compare somebody's past to the future you hope for. Grow Great Daily Brief number 85, Thursday, October the 18th, 2018. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Yesterday, we asked the question, do you really have to find somebody who has already done what you want to do? The answer is no. Go back and listen to it if you didn't. Today, let's talk about the temptation to compare somebody's past accomplishment with what we hope to accomplish in our future. Hint, it's not likely the best way to spend your time or your energy. Here's how it goes. We want to accomplish something that we've never accomplished before. We see somebody else, maybe a whole lot of somebody else's, and they've done it. Okay, so far so good. The problem isn't the observation or the attempts to learn. That's all great. The problem is comparing their achievement, that final result, with the required work that we're going to have to put in to accomplish the same thing or something similar. Well, in fact, we don't make that correlation. We're not looking at their achievement and then thinking about what we have to do. We just want to be where they're at. It's the difference in looking at the finished product versus the raw materials required to build it, or the difference in a world-class performance. Pick something, sports, music, art, doesn't matter. A world-class performance versus the years of toiling that it took to be able to perform at that level. And I get it. I get it. All of us do it. We want a better future. That's as it should be. People need hope, purpose, responsibility, achievement, even the quest for achievement. That makes a positive difference in our lives. We all need those things. What we don't always want is the toll that's required. Now, here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, we've got express lanes. The city is filled with all kinds of toll roads that can get you there more quickly than the road right beside it that is not a paid lane. And these express lanes can get us to our destination more quickly, but you've got to pay a price, a financial price. We want to get in the express lane toward our fondest dreams. We don't want to pay the price. I just want to do that for free. No, you're going to do it for free. It's a bigger slog. Now, part of this phenomenon is driving me to make some small adjustments in this podcast that I fully intend on doing as quickly as I can. I'm going to start including as much as possible that hard stuff. I've been thinking a lot about this lately, the gap between knowing and not knowing. I've long thought about this, and it was Bob Sutton who co-wrote a book called The Knowing-Doing Gap that really impacted me many years ago, that if we would just do what we knew to do, that so oftentimes we get fixated on, well, you know, what don't we know? We need to find this out. We need to find that out. When in reality, if we just did what we already knew to do, we'd be way ahead of the game. But most of us don't do what we already know we should do. Well, I'm fixated on it also in a different respect, in that gap between not knowing and then knowing, that gap between failure and success, that gap between where we are and where we want to be, because it's in that gap where we spend our lives, and yet so few people talk about it. Instead, we have been fooled into thinking that we have to focus on the goal. And listen, my hand's in the air. I have contributed as much as the next guy or gal to that storyline of keep your eyes fixated on the horizon where the big goal can be seen, as though there's just something magical about as long as you have your eye on the goal, then you can achieve the goal. And yet there's no evidence that that's true. A lot of people have goals in mind, but they're not fixated on doing the work to get there. Merely looking at it, merely admiring it from a distance isn't going to make it happen. Yeah, it's got some value. I'm not saying it doesn't, but it's not where I believe the most value is found. Rather, the most value that I've learned is found in that no man's land between not knowing and knowing. And I have also learned why it is so hard. You can't unlearn what you've already learned. Even with a concentrated effort, it's hard to go back and remember the experience before you learned it. I know that I learned my ABCs and I learned my basic math. You did too. We were little kids. I rationally know there was a time in my life when I did not know my ABCs or basic math but I can't remember life then. In the last decade, I've learned a ton of things that I didn't know before, but it's virtually impossible for me to go back and to put myself in a mental state where I can fully remember life before that knowledge. And then there's the magic of remembering it the way we want versus the way it really was. Kind of like our parents, you know, who walked uphill in the snow both ways to school. I mean, we can amplify the difficulty, or we can minimize the timing, the chance, the serendipity. We can remember how vital our role was in our success, but we can minimize the role that anybody else may have played. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Yes, they do. Time and chance do happen to us all. It's true. But we don't like to acknowledge that when we're looking at our success. Oh, we'll happily admit how true it is when we're looking at somebody else's success. I mean, boy, man alive, look at them. Weren't they lucky? Man alive, what great timing he had. You know why I fixate on that phrase, you'll figure it out? And you hear me say it often, because you will. You have to. Other people can help. That's my professional mission, to evangelize that notion that other people can and will help. Specifically for me, other entrepreneurs can help surround themselves with other entrepreneurs who will help them. That's what the Peer Advantage by Bula Network is all about. If you're curious, go to thepeeradvantage.com. But you have to find your own path. And you have to understand that close examination or the cursory examination of somebody else's finish line, that isn't going to necessarily show you the best path to take as you leave your own starting line. Use it for inspiration. Use it to help spark your own process to figure it out. Just don't waste time trying to dissect it in hopes that you can replicate it. You can't. You're not them. You're you. Your path may look similar. It may not look like it even belongs in the same universe. That doesn't matter. Don't be conned into thinking that it does. Somebody else's creation is not your own. Envy and jealousy are not positive paths to an improved future. You'll never grow as great as you can by obsessing on somebody else's accomplishment. Instead, devote yourself to putting in the work to figure out what you can best accomplish. Figure out why you want what you want. Get really clear about it. And then set about to spend whatever time is necessary between where you are right now and where you want to be. And here's the real hard part. You don't know how long that gap's going to last. It could be months. It's more likely going to be years. It depends on how you're defining where you want to be. Short term, long term, these are relative things. Life has been defined as the dash that appears on the grave markers, the dash between the date of birth and the date of death. Think of that dash as the gap between where you currently are and where you most want to be, because that's where living happens. It's where you question, you test, you try, you fail, you fail some more, you fail a little bit more, you achieve a little success. You make a million adjustments along the way, and you persist for however long you're willing, until you give up or until you're able to plant your flag and run your victory lap. Hey, let's aim for the lap, okay? Let's aim for the victory lap. I'm with you. You'll figure it out. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. I'll see you tomorrow.